Hey, I'm Johanna Wagstaff.
And hi there, I'm Rohith Joseph.
And we're asking for 10 minutes of your day to go through the 10 things that the UN recommends we can all do when it comes to climate change.
Please don't leave.
No.
And also, the things aren't new.
We are just wired to not do them.
We promise you to help you figure out your brains, and you and your people can make better choices to combat climate change.
10 Minutes to Save the Planet is available now on CBC Listen and everywhere you get your podcasts.
From CBC News The World This Hour, I'm Julianne Hazelwood. The UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees says Israel has said it will prevent all UNRWA aid trucks from entering northern Gaza. The news comes a day after the UN Secretary General visited the Rafah crossing in Gaza, where aid trucks are parked waiting to go in. Marina von Stackelberg reports.
The head of UNRWA calls it outrageous. Philip Lazzarini says Israel has told the UN it will no longer approve any of the charity's food convoys to northern Gaza as of today. It comes just after the head of the UN, Antonio Guterres, met with Egyptian officials calling for a flood of aid into Gaza.
Making that happen takes very practical steps. It requires Israel removing the remaining obstacles and choke points to relief. It requires more crossings and access points.
Catherine Russell, UNICEF's executive director, says children are starving to death right now.
That should never happen when we have the ability to stop it, when we have trucks waiting to go in there. We should not see this. It's really unacceptable.
Russell says on a good day, about 100 aid trucks can get into Gaza. Before the war, it was five times that. Marina von Stackelberg, CBC News, Ottawa.
Russia lowered flags to half-mast for a national day of mourning for the victims of Friday's attack at a concert hall. Gunmen armed with automatic weapons entered the hall and opened fire. Crews have brought in heavy equipment to help them search the remains of the building. Officials say at least 137 people were killed, including three children. President Vladimir Putin claims they were trying to escape the country across the Ukrainian border, something Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has strongly denied. Same goes for U.S. officials like Vice President Kamala Harris.
What we know to be the case is that ISIS-K is actually responsible for what happened.
ISIS has also released its own gruesome video of the attack on its Telegram channel. Pope Francis led the Palm Sunday Mass at the Vatican today, but at the last minute asked an aide to read his homily. The 87-year-old pontiff has been dealing with bronchitis and flu in recent weeks. Hundreds of international students gathered in downtown Vancouver to protest the changes to BC's provincial nominee program for permanent residency. They say they've been working towards applying, and now the rules have suddenly changed. Saurabh Sandhu has more.
Zongwang Wang says he was working in New York as an investment manager when he decided to come study in BC. He felt he had a better chance of getting permanent residency here, but last week's sudden announcement has ruined his plans.
For myself speaking, from preparation to application all the way until graduation, it takes 3+ years. And you can just not change it overnight.
Under the new rules, postgraduate students will now need a one-year job offer to qualify as a PNP nominee and will also have to demonstrate a greater language fluency.
I think government should give people a grace period for the current and incoming students before end of the year to be applied to the current position.
There are roughly 3,000 PNP spots available each year, with thousands of people hoping to qualify. Saurabh Sandhu, CBC News, Vancouver.
An orca whale that breached on the coast of northern Vancouver Island has died, despite the efforts of about 30 people to push her back out into the water. The orca was stranded on shore in an inlet near Zabalas Village with her calf swimming nearby. Florence Bruce was among those who tried to help her.
I'm so sad inside. It's kind of like I lost a relative because our First Nations people are so close to our land and our animals, right? So that was very powerful to experience. And very sad outcome.
The Department of Fisheries and Oceans and local First Nations confirm they're looking to return the surviving baby orca back to a nearby pod of killer whales. And that is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Julianne Hazelwood.